Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Sending out my great love to the Spirit of the Living God to all of you who are listening on today. I want to thank God for such an auspicious and a wonderful day. He's done great and marvelous things, and I decree and declare today that those things be extended to you in all of His greatness and all of His divine love. Tonight, I want to be talking to you about champions and how the Spirit of the Living God view us as His champions. When we look at the word champion, we look at the word of the ability and the power to be winners. In us being champions, we're promoters and we're defenders of our faith. We're warriors and we're victorious. And when we are better than all of the rest in our infinite willingness, a superiority of the attributes of a winner. And that's the way God designed us, skilled us. And I want to thank Him on tonight for His great, precious, perfect plan that I always talk about. I always talk about the plan of God that supersedes all else. When we look at Jeremiah 20:11, the word of the Lord says, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and not prevail, and they shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper, and their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten." I tell you, I don't know about you, but I want to thank God for hearing the living word that supports me in all that I do in His name. When we look at being a champion, many times we think about sports. We're thinking about constantly being in competition with someone else. And always the champion is the one that is the winner. He's always the one that supersedes, the one that is better than and does greatly. And because of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior, the lover of our soul, the one to which we look to, which cometh our help. We run to Him, and we're saved. He defeated death. I don't know about you, but my heart and my hands, everything is clapping and celebrating the Spirit of the Living God right now when I think that He overcame death. He was the champion. And remember, it says, to the one that is better than all the rest, an infinite willingness of superiority. And I understand that the attributes of a winner is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Living God, Yahweh, our source and our Redeemer. His infinite willingness to stay on the cross and to fulfill the perfect plan of the Father, even as He and the Father are one, that you might have life, that I might have life, and that we all might have it more abundantly. He looked past our faults and He saw our need. And the need that He understood was that you need me. That was a determining factor over the perfect plan, was that all of humanity needs the Spirit of the Living God. For we are nothing and nothing indeed without Christ. But in Him, we are all things. He is the mighty, mighty warrior. He is the mighty champion. And because of it, through His willingness to succeed and overcome death, took the keys of the kingdom from death, took the keys of the kingdom of hell, and called it victory. The Bible says He took the keys in return and gave them to you. And so there isn't any reason why you aren't a champion. There isn't any reason why you're not a winner. It isn't any reason why you don't have victory over all things, that we are the promoters of our faith. We're the promoter of the word of the true and living God who has given His life to us. And the Bible says, even as He was taken off unto slaughter, just like a sheep, it said He said not a mumbling word. He never complained because He understood the purpose. Many times in our life, we struggle and we complain about where we are. Sometimes life can get hard, and it's the truth. Pressure will come and seem like it's overwhelming and overtaking us in our mind and in our heart. But when we understand that He overcame death, the grave, and the world, and took the keys of the kingdom of death and overcame it and prophesied, I live, because He showed up on the third day, He lived, and because He lived, I live. And I can face tomorrow as a champion in the Spirit of the Living God, and being that champion, I win. Being that champion, I have victory. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Those of you who know the word of the Lord and you're going through things and you just falling away because in this race you just feel tired, you feel worn. But I decree to you today to stand up and take up your bed and walk. and begin to walk across that line, that ribbon that breaks as you cross the victory line. You won that victory through Jesus Christ. It's already yours. You're already one with him, a true and living God. You are one with him. And if you're connected to anything else that don't celebrate you, you got to sever this old tie. You need to cut away everything that don't celebrate you. Everything in the Spirit of God is a celebratory moment. And we need to expunge everything that does not grow us, expand us, exalt us, heal us. Well, why would you say that? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So him being lifted up through your worship and your ability to trust and believe him as the champion, so you are. For wherever he is, you are. He already organized it in eternity. He's already designed in you the kingdom. God within you. Christ within you. You are already it. You are called to fulfill purpose. You have been granted the power and the authority, the ability to understand how to run the race. The race is run to those who believe. That's who the race is given to. It's not given to the swift or to the strong, but those that who can endure according to the word of God. It's to those who can endure to the end. Can you endure? And listen, if God is your present help through the Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, which empowers you and counsels you and give you your hope, that's where you look to. You don't need to look to another. John said, should I look for another? When he sent the disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Should I look to another? And many times we are looking to another. We are bowing down to Baal on every side because the world will deceive you and seduce you and trick you and fool you and bamboozle you with lies and cause you to constantly say, take this, look at that, buy this, go here, have that. And so we bombard it with all of these things around us. And then we slowly begin to lose our strength as we turn our eyes away from the truth. When we take our eyes from our within where the spirit of life is and hope and peace and the spirit of God is, where we are the champions because of what he suffered. All we have to do, the Bible says, pick up our cross and follow after what is that truth from within. Where you are the champion, you do have the victory, you are the winner. I come to tell you that you should have an infinite willingness to continue. You should have the attributes of a winner. And, you know, most people that work hard to become a winner to anything, they always prepared. They always made ready for what it is that they were striving towards to win the victory over it. They try to find out all the information that they can about what they are involved in. You need to find out about all the information that you can about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Spirit, one God within you. You need to go within. Don't search without, but go within, where all the Bible says, where all the answers are in the Spirit. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the answer and possess all the answers. He is the breath. He is the life. He is spirit. He is hope. He is all that you have. When you look to him, you're automatically a champion. When you look to him, you automatically win. When you trust him, you automatically the winner. So why are you downhearted? Why is your heart troubled? The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. For I overcame death in the grave and the world and have victory and have the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom of the Spirit of the living God, let me tell you, beloved, is within you. Take your eyes from looking outside of you and understand in the quiet place, in the Spirit of God, where the victory is already won. All you got to do is shut up. Go within in the quiet place and ask the question. What is the question that you're seeking to know? The Bible says, seeking you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Ask, baby, and it shall be given unto you whatsoever your heart desire. Believe that you already have it, and it is yours. You're talking about you need a healing? Listen, Jesus Christ was the champion over death, over the grave you win, over what the world is dictating to you that you can and you can't. Listen, you win. You're the champion over these things. You superseded everything else because you believe. Your faith made you have the victory. You know, when the word of the Lord said, but the Lord is, in Jeremiah 20:11, but the Lord is. Just if you don't say nothing else, just the fact that just the Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Listen, the Lord is. Just starting out alone, you already win because the Lord is. And if God is whatever you believe according to his word, listen, then you're a champion. You already win. You already have victory. Jeremiah understood, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. The Lord is with you. Greater is he that is with me. Greater is he is that warrior. Greater is he is the champion. He overcame. He sustained and fortified his purpose as to why he is, which because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Your tomorrows, you already win. Stop being so slothful. Stop dragging and being enrolled by any destruction in your mind and rise up from there. Take up your bed and walk. Look to the hills from which cometh your help, and know, baby, that your help cometh from the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, all things are his. And out of the power of his love to them that believe that he overcame all that I just said, according to his word, then you have victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine today. I'm not waiting. I'm not going to wishy-washy and be back and forth. No, but I believe the words that have already been spoken. He gave his life so I can be the champion. He gave his life so I can overcome all odds and all adversity. I win. Christ in me, the hope of glory, I win. So Jeremiah is beginning to speak, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion, like a warrior. He says, therefore, my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. All of the things that the world is dealing with today, the things that we see, the things that we are tested in our everyday living to bring us to a place that we will believe that no matter what the persecutor will say. Listen, the Bible says, the word of the Lord says through the prophet Jeremiah, they'll stumble. They won't prevail. I don't care what they told you. I don't care what your friends think about you. I don't care if your family rejected you. I don't even care if the works of the enemy reject you or prophesy lies to you or tell you you can and you never will. The word of the Lord said, the Lord is with me. He's a mighty champion. So what is it that you can move? Listen, you can't move with the stuff you use, baby. I don't know about you, but I'm standing on the word of God. I'm on the side of victory. And it's because of my faith. The Bible says it's impossible to believe God without faith. If you don't have faith, then he's not going to even look your way. He's not going to listen to you. He's not going to hear to anything that you're saying. The Bible even says he will take on a deaf ear and turn his head as if he don't even know you. Why? Because you don't believe that he is. And that he can, and that he will. It's already been done. He overcame it. And so everything that he overcame, he gave you the power to overcome. So what are you persecutors talking about? Nothing. The word of the Lord already said, God said, I'm going to go before you. Guess what? Because they will stumble. Nothing that they say or do against you is going to prevail according to the word of God. It even says they shall be greatly ashamed. I don't know about you, but I've been ashamed before in my life because there were times in my life when I was separated from God in my mind and in my heart. I didn't keep my mind stayed on him, so I wasn't in perfect peace. Things came and brought shame to my life, but the being ashamed is the fact that you separated from the Spirit of God. There is nothing to protect you. You can't prevail. The persecutor will come and eat you alive and thought, act, word, and deed. Why? Because you're not flowing with the champion. And he's decreeing that that's what you are. You and I are one. We are the same. So what are you worried about? What are you concerned about? You already got the victory. It says they shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Listen, everything that we put our hands to, when we put our faith in God, it shall prosper. It shall grow. It shall be like living waters washing over everything we have, keeping it alive. It's like the breath, the ruach of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm telling you, our safety and salvation is in the Spirit of God is protection. We prosper in all that we do. Even when we sleep and slumber, we can lay down at night and know that we have safety and security. We know that we are at rest in Him. We can climb up in His truth and obtain and contain and maintain the blessings of God that are eternal and everlasting without end, because we are champions. We win. And listen, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong. People think that they can lean on that and they're going to win. But it's given to those who can endure to the end. Are you one that's going to endure to the end? Are you one that's going to prosper because He says so? Or do you believe the thoughts of others? Let what man say, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. Let's lay down the works of this world. Let's set aside their mindset and their opinions. Like, who really care? I'm telling you, beloved, look to Him, your present help. The Bible says, for God careth for the things that you care about. He shows up. When He was on Calvary, it took care of the things you're concerned about right now. It, listen, the proceeding word of God is the word of God that runs before you. It means it goes before your situation. It means God has gone before you. God's word has showed up because you believe, because you pray, because you ask, and you know you got victory. It go before you. And it takes care of you, not by your power, nor by your might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that takes care of you, that provides for you, that already knew the way you will take before you took it. God has. God does. God will. And He's looking for you to believe you're a champion, baby. Lift up your hands. Come on, you can put your pom-poms up with the word of God and shake them. Why? Because we win. Don't be a bystander. Don't even stand on the line. Lead the way with a shout of victory. Lead the way because the glory of God that lives within you and works through you all at the same path. One. I don't know about their God. I don't care about the God of this world, because the God of this world is pure darkness. But the God that I serve is the illuminating light. He is an everlasting beam of glory. And those that believe in Him shall be glorified in Him. Father, glorify thy me with thyself, even as I was glorified with you before you sent me here. We all been sent on an assignment from the Spirit of the living God. We need to live to fulfill the purpose, and it is champion. The championship is coming. Well, guess what? I already win the champion. I'm already the champion. I already got the gold. That's to them that believe, and do it with excitement and exuberance, and be glad to know that we promote the Spirit of the living God's truth, that we are defenders of the faith of the true and living God. We are warriors with victory. Why? Because He skilled us in His word. We are skilled because of our faith to believe. We are skilled, guess what, because we were better than all the rest, which give us the right to be champions, because when they didn't believe, guess what, but you believe. And in your infinite willingness to be supreme and to be superior, even as He is, He says you have the right to be. And if you believe, or woe unto you. And when you don't believe this truth, you give the enemy the victory over your life. You give him the right to bombard you and rape and rob you of all the blessings of God. So I decree to those of you who have turned your back on the things of God, the faith to believe in Him, and to walk in the attributes of the Spirit and the characteristics of who God is, starting the power of love, comma, comes behind love, and then everything else will follow in His truth. I'm telling you, joy and peace, long-suffering, listen, God has already equipped us. We are not inadequate, but we are the full divine truth that we are the victory. We are the champions, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited for the fact that we are champions. Why? Because the Lord is with me. Jeremiah telling you the Lord is with you. You're worried about what? Come on and bow your heart. Bow the knees of your heart today and just begin to go to within your own self and say, self, I've fallen away from the truth of this word. And Father God, I repent right now. I know you're soon coming, King, and I need my spirit and my heart and my mind to be made right in your presence. Clean me, God. Cleanse me. purify me. Restore me of my old mind and my old self in the old ways, O God. Renew the right spirit within me, O God. Raise me up for your glory that my words might be true and living words with power and authority, that the thing that I speak, God, I believe it because I'm a champion in you. I can lift my hands in your presence and even in the presence of men and know that my heart is clear and clean, oh God. My hands are clean in your presence. Renew me, God. I have need of you. I cannot live without the beautiful presence of your love. Wound me and draw me back unto you, God. Even as I speak these words, redeem me. Even as you gave your life, that I might have life and have life more abundantly in you. If there's anybody that still have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, but you're struggling with individual things from within, or how you view yourself, or maybe you're judging you based on how someone else sees you, or maybe you said and did things to people that you know in your heart just was not right. Maybe you stole some things, man. Maybe you falsely accused. Maybe you even got people arrested because of something you told. Maybe, regardless of what it might be, we all have done something. And every day we're working to become better. But we call on the name of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God will show up the champion, the confident. He will give us confidence. He will give us boldness. He will give us a new strength and a new order of worship through purity and through truth. Don't just let our hands be lifted up and our mouth be filled with praise, but our heart is far from you because of the condition that it's in, because there are some things the Holy Spirit is saying, give that to me. Let me just have that. I can do better with that than you can. I overcame death, the grave, and I overcame the world, and all power and dominion are given unto me. The keys of the kingdom is given to me, and I give to those that believe. I will take care of those situations. I will take care of the persecuted. All you got to do is trust me. I will cause them to stumble, and they won't never prevail. All you got to do is I never bring shame to you. And in all the things that you do in me, I will cause you to prosper. Don't allow these things to confuse you and cause you to fall away from the living God. But I decree today that you will give him your hand. Give him your heart. Give him your mind. Get on the team with the champion. We win, baby. We don't have to come back and do it. All we got to do is line up with the word. Line up with what he said. Believe those things that he speaks are the truth. And know that everything outside of God is a liar. Know that he is the truth. So have that infinite willingness to step up to the plate. Step up to that plate with the attributes as the winner, which is the word of God that is true. And living, it's going to move and have its being in you, and men shall look upon you and say, who is the God that you serve? I want to know your God. I'm not bowing down to Baal any longer, but I'm going to line up with the spirit of the true and living God, because I know besides him, there is none other. I send love to you tonight. I send the spirit of the living God. This is Rosalie with Blog Talk Radio, giving you the best of my love, even as the love of the Father is bestowed upon you. In return, ask for forgiveness and find your way back to the true and living God, and be blessed. I love you. Until next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.